got a fever just to see you feeling like a stalker. I didn't know I'm really good at making you feel awkward.
So I woke up feeling a little not well today. I did a very classic Vince thing where I thought I had stopped doing this, but like I kind of just fell back into it last night. So I went out last night, uh-huh. And some with like, you know, a pretty lady was involved, uh-huh. And I did the classic Vince thing where even though it was freezing outside, I wanted to look cool no matter what.
No!
So I really like underdressed.
Oh no! Yeah.
And I was pretty much freezing, and then I came home last night. I fell asleep with the heater on, mm-hmm. full blast.
Oh no! Okay.
And I don't know. Like, this has never happened to me before, as far as I know. But like, falling asleep with the heater on full blast, do you like wake up with like a very stuffy brain, like completely clouded?
Yeah, I think it's not good. Usually, people say, like, do not sleep with a heater on. And I don't know why. It was, like, a mom thing. Like, my mom would always tell me this and stuff. But I'm sure there was logic behind it. But I think, I mean, generally, like, I mean, you didn't feel good after it, did, right?
No, I ended up sleeping, like, 11 hours. And I just, like, laid on the couch all, like, I guess I technically woke up afternoon and just watching YouTube videos until like within the last 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, we're going to record. So I guess I better put some pants on. And
there is something, I feel like when the heater's on, like, cause sometimes you come home, you want to like warm up. So you turn on the heater, but sometimes when it's on for too long, I almost feel like it's almost preparing you for like a sick room or something. Like, it's just too warm. And then, like, sometimes, like, because we have floor heating and it turns on, like, just randomly. So I'll wake up and you're just, like, really sweaty and stuff. I mean, it's, like, winter, but you're, like, sweaty. And it's just, like, I feel like it's weird. It's, like, messing with your body and stuff like that.
That's been, like, yeah, that's exactly how I've been waking up all week. So, I don't know. Should I just, like, try to be through being cool?
I think it's time. You know, I always feel like there comes a time when you have to accept that your body is no longer performing like it once was.
It's fun. We are at the age of like decaying.
Yes. Now. So it's like when I had to come to terms with not, you know, just being like, you know what, you are, I had to tell myself, you are lactose intolerant. Like, that is what you are. You know, because I would always try to, like, just avoid it or ignore it. Not avoid it, ignore it. And at a certain point, it's just like your body's just like, please stop, you know, like, can't do this anymore. So I think it's, yeah. But, you know, you had a really nice jacket. Like, I mean, you had a nice, it was cool, you know. Why didn't you wear that?
Oh, the one I've been wearing, like, the whole time you were here in L.A.? It's because I had been wearing it, like, every day, and I was just like, I'm tired of wearing this thing now.
That's the purpose of a winter jacket.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like when you're spending too much time with a friend, and it's like, all right, we need, like, so even though I love you, we need some separation. You know, you gotta, like, my jacket was sort of becoming like your friend in Boston, where it was just everywhere, and I just needed to get away.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, it was there, like, just on you, literally, like smothering you.
Yeah, smothering me, and I can't even like, you know, I can't even put my arms to my side because they're puffing up a little bit. I'm being like constricted.
Okay, what about solution? Get another winter jacket.
No, that's not possible because as much as I'm annoyed with this one, it's like the only one I've ever liked. So, and I'm tired of shopping for clothes. Like,
yeah,
this whole, yeah, I've had to do clothing shopping recently and I'm just done. Okay, so the question is, what have you done in the past or recent present of trying to look cool or look good and you suffered through it, or maybe not even clothes-wise, just something?
Well, okay, so actually right now, so I've, since I moved here to Switzerland, I've gained a lot of weight, but I'm like in denial of it. So I keep buying clothes that I'm like, oh, I'm going to like, yeah, I'm going to fit into it. Like, you know, because they always say, like, just buy the clothes that look good on you. But I'm like, okay, with these, especially with pants, I'm like, these are like baggy pants. They're high-waisted. It's fine, you know? But like, I'll wear them out and it's like, you know, like just constricting me. So uncomfortable. And I'm just like, I'm just telling myself, like, and it's to the point where I think about it all the time, like, where I'm like, should I just accept that, you know, I'm just, like, because I told myself, okay, I'm going to lose weight, you know, I'm exercising more, whatever, but it's not, hasn't really been happening, so I'm kind of like, you know, because I want it, it's kind of like, I want to wear this look, but it's almost like my body is like, no, you can't do this. So, yeah, so that's, actually today I was like, at a crossroads or something where I'm like, okay, it's now or never. You're going to like start to eat better. You're going to really commit to exercising and stuff like that if you want to wear these pants.
And
also, that's another thing too, because I basically don't want to buy new pants because it's then I would have to buy like 10 new pants, you know? So I'm just like, it's more just like so I don't have to buy new clothes. I can just fit into the clothes I already have.
It's easier just to eat less.
Yes, so yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Like, I literally ate 5 meals today, but I mean, it wasn't like huge meals, but still, I was like, oh my god, I could eat so much.
5 That's meals. Insane. Wait, how do you? Yeah. How do you even? You're like on the Hobbit schedule.
I am. So I like wake up. We had bread for breakfast.
Yeah.
And a couple hours later, I was like, I was hungry already, and then I was gonna wait until. Because like my friends, they got some food, but I was like, oh, I feel like eating noodles. I'm going to wait till I get home. But I kept snacking on their food. Cause they were like, I have so many French fries, have some. So I kept eating all their French fries. So that I considered somewhat of a meal. And yeah. I came home and had my instant noodles. And then I had practice and I was like, okay, just try it. Just, it's fine. You don't have to eat. I ate like a whole pot of soup. You know, like, but I was so hungry and I'm still like hungry, but I'm like, no, that's enough.
I'm still
you know?
Hungry.
So, exactly. So I'm just like, okay, I need to like start to shrink my stomach or I like really need to work on this. Cause I'm like, it's not just, it's almost just like you spend more money on food, you know, cause you eat more.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of a lightweight when it comes to eating. A heavyweight. Oh my
God. Like the movie Heavyweights.
Yeah, where I'm just like, you know, if I stopped eating so much, it would, you know, be good for my wallet. I wouldn't have to buy new clothes. It just makes more sense. I'm like, okay, do it. But I don't know. I mean, I say that every day, so.
I'm always on that kind of like, I guess like that kind of like semi-fasting diet where you just like, I think it's like you kind of, you eat only every 12 hours. Yeah.
You eat. What? Oh my god! I'm just like.
You're like shocked. Well, no, like, I'll eat dinner at 7.
Yeah.
That'll be my last meal until the next day for lunch.
Okay, that's fair.
So, and like you skip one meal. So like, I usually skip breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't wake up early anyway, so I'm not hungry when I wake up. Or maybe I'll have like a little something, or maybe like a protein shake, or some I don't know, sweet coffee with some calories in it, and then skip lunch and then have dinner. Like, I think I always found for me it's easier to lose weight if I just skip one meal.
The thing is, actually, I thought about you several times where I'm like, because you would always be like, I'm gonna fast now, and so I remember one day I was like, okay, I've already eaten like 4 times today, so I'm gonna do like I'm just gonna drink water. I'm just not gonna eat, and I could not do it. So, but I'm thinking maybe, okay, to cut it drastically is really hard. So now it's kind of like, okay, fine. Just start to like, even though I said this to myself at practice, I came home and immediately ate because I was so hungry. Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to like be stricter about it, you know? And I was also thinking instead of eating, like, why not like have like, yeah, like a smoothie or like some sort of like thing that kind of fills you up, but it's not so much food, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so like, yeah, like I usually have like a protein shake. That's like, it's so weird for me to be talking like I'm counting calories, but it's like 360 calories. And then, like, all right, that's my meal. Like, that's it. I'm good for now.
But you know, when I was, cause there was a time where I like had to lose weight because it was for my friend's wedding and stuff. And so I had, the only way was to count calories. And then it was kind of like once you start to visualize, it's the same with like managing your money, I guess. Like once you start to realize how much you're putting into your body versus how much you're actually like, you know, exercising or losing calories, you're like, oh my God, you know? And then after a certain time, I got really good at it. So I didn't have to like count them, you know, like use an app or whatever.
Yeah.
But then over time you forget. I've already forgotten. So now like it's, I was telling myself like the only way is to go back to that, which, and the reason why I haven't done it is because it's like the hardest and scariest way. Because you know how much I love food. Like it's just like, I just love it so much.
It is like a dose of reality. So like, just like, I think for my age and my height, I'm supposed to only eat 2000 calories a day. But then if I get like one of my favorite pieces of bread, like at 85 degrees bakery, yeah, it's like a dent. It's already 500 calories right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, that's already like, and I usually get like two of those and then a bunch of other things too. So I was like, fuck, this is it right here. Like,
exactly. I remember one of my last meals in LA, my friend and I went to IHOP because it was like, we could only meet in the morning because she's a nurse and stuff like that. And so we go to IHOP and then I had no idea. I was like, this is pure evil, but IHOP puts calories on the menu. And I was like, oh, I'm in my last meal, I'm gonna get something. And I was like building my omelet or whatever and being like, holy shit, this is like 1,000 calories, you know? And I was like, oh my God, but I want it so bad. But I could have this one that's like less, but I want it so bad. And I was like, just like staring at the menu. And then my friend was like, you know, it's your last meal here. And like, you know, and maybe because she was a nurse telling me it was okay, I was like, all right. So I went for it. But even then it was shocking because it was like the two omelets, like it wasn't so much of a difference.
Yeah.
But it makes such a difference. And I remember that was like haunt. I remember when I was like, I can't believe they did that. Like, I don't know. I felt so hurt when I saw that on the menu. Like, you know,
it's almost mocking you.
Like. Yeah. I was like, why would you do this? But yeah, you know what? I think after this, cause I was thinking about it like for the past 2 weeks and stuff. And I think now that we're talking about it, I'm kind of like, you know, and it's not so much like vanity, but it's just like, I mean, a huge part of it. Yeah. I want to look good and stuff, but little things were like, now when I go to practice, it's just so hard to, like before when I was really fit, like I could do stuff and I would not only be like not super tired, I would want to push myself when I could do more. And now I'm just like, I just get tired and I want to stop, you know? So it's almost like, it's not even about, it's just like my body feels so sluggish and stuff like that. So
the holidays were like, I think that the holidays were kind of just like, it destroyed our bodies. Like it was, yeah, just, I mean, it was fun. We had fun. It was nonstop. Oh, it was non. we'll get into that. But it was like, it was, yeah, like.
Oh, God. But yeah. And it's just this mentality of just like, fuck it, you know? Because I remember the year when I was still like on my diet and stuff, I mean, still had fun, but I was much more controlled about it, you know? Whereas this time it was literally like, who cares? And then. Feeling like all my pants, seriously, the last day on my trip, I was only wearing my sweatpants because none of my other pants fit. And then that's kind of like really like annoying too, where you're like, oh my God, you know, what have I done to myself? And then I thought, okay, for sure, when I get back to Switzerland, I'm going to like walk again and stuff. It's the fat will just melt off my body. No, it has not. It's been a month. So I'm like, okay, I need to step it up. I need to do this. And maybe, you know, talking about it, and people always say it's when you, you know, tell someone and whatever, you kind of hold you accountable and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
So I'm telling all the listeners. So
the Hobbit meal can't land. It has to come to an end. Like.
Yeah.
I will say though, like, despite all that we did, I'm like really happy that I went through the entire holidays. I went through a wedding last week, mm-hmm. and I did everything, all that planned with that. I was like, I gotta get through all this and not get sick. And then I think now, you know, actually, I think that was one of the reasons, now that I said it out loud, like why I didn't wear a jacket last night. Just like, I have nothing important coming up, so I don't give a fuck if I get sick now. So it's like, so I just naturally went back to my old habits. That is exactly why now that I was wearing that jacket and the right, and I was that's why I was dressing up appropriately for the weather, just because I really didn't want to get sick.
Yeah,
I was preserving myself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody was sick during Christmas. My brother was sick. Everybody, so I was like, I was like swallowing vitamin C by the bucket loads. Like, I was like, I'm not gonna get sick no matter what, and I didn't. I survived. And now, like, since I have no commitments that I absolutely have to make, like, it's like, you know what? I could get sick and take some time off work now. Would it be bad?
There's nothing. I almost feel like, not to say like, oh, obviously, if you get really sick, that sucks. But for the most part, I think sometimes when you're sick or you're really tired, it's just your body being like, all right, it's time to, like, just rest. It's time to just lie in this bed and, like, sleep for, like, 12 hours, you know, or, like, drink hot tea all day and stuff like that. Because it's, like, you need that, like, you know, especially after having such a, you know, not hectic, but, you know, just, like, a momentous, you know, December, January and stuff, it's kind of like, all right, now. And that's pretty much what I want, where I'm like, I have not planned a single trip until, like, I don't even want to think about a new trip until March, because I'm just, like,
tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired from, yeah.
Life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it over yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how has it been being back home now that, because you left, listeners, we're talking, like, everybody knows, you were here for like, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two and a half weeks? It felt like a long time.
Yeah, it did. It didn't, like, go by super quickly, because I just felt like I planned everything. I kind of almost planned too much, so I was pretty tired every day. So I was, like, looking forward to going back, because to me it was like, okay, now I can just rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been kind of doing that where no plans, just kind of cleaning the apartment, like getting stuff back together, trying to, like, okay, get back into, like, doing stuff, making stuff, you know, into that creative drive and stuff like that. So that's pretty much what my January has been like.
Today's gonna be a rest day for me. Like, I'm gonna be working on the zine later, but even then it's just gonna be like sitting down at the desk. I'm going to have, like, paranormal radio in the background, and then I'll probably have a beer while work. So, like, it's going to be, like, working on something, but, like, it's going to be, like, pleasurable work.
That sounds like the perfect Sunday.
Yeah. Like, I'm only going to go outside just for coffee after this, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so one of the most exciting things that happened since January is that we finally bought a desk. So we bought, like, two desks, so it's, like, a long, long desk. And the idea was because Daniel has his PC and we were, like, gaming on the coffee table for, like, 2 months. So now we have, like, a desk. But it's cool because we're going to – so it's, like, now I'm podcasting on this desk and it's, like, really clean, you know? And it feels really, like, professional where I'm, like, okay, like, I'm doing this and stuff like that. And it just, like – I don't know. It just feels nice.
It's, like, real official.
Yeah. And it just, like – and it makes the apartment kind of feel almost like a little studio, which is kind of what we wanted anyway. So I think, that's kind of like the start to this year where it's like, I feel like I want to really focus more on, because now that I've lived here for a year and stuff. So the first year, my excuse was figuring it out, you know, figuring all this stuff out. And that's why I was able to, allowed to eat whatever I wanted, blah, blah, blah. So, but now it's kind of like, okay, you've been here, so now it's like, what do you want to do? Like, so it's kind of like, basically organizing my life and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I think I saw the picture of it on Instagram.
I wanted to take a better picture. I just posted on the story, but when we were building it, and then I never took like a fine when it was done. But it looks pretty. I mean, it looks nice. It looks like. Cool.
You have a podcasting, gaming, art desk to do everything now.
Yeah, it's like we have a nice little lamp, you know, and then we have this like shelf next to it where we put like inspirational shit. It's pretty empty right now, but it's like minimal but cool, you know, and just like it just feels nice when everything has its place.
Wait a minute. What do you mean inspirational shit? Like a cat hanging on from a tree branch?
No, it's just like I have just like a nice, like, oh, my Claudia zine is up there. The book you gave me is in there. The comic book. The graphic novel, Killing and Dying.
Okay.
There. Yeah, so it's kind of like nice stuff.
Oh, things that get you in that mindset and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So when... Yeah, just to look at it and you're like, wow, it feels like a studio, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have the WWF trading cards like stuck up on the wall right here next to my desk right here of a Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant.
That was like a really awesome find. That was like at the checkout and I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And I just like grabbed it.
This is so perfect.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's the other big thing, listeners, that has been changed in my life over the last month is I fully, you're already laughing.
I was going to ask you about that.
Okay, ask me.
So are you now watching that live 24/7 live stream, not live stream, but like channel that streams wrestling?
It's essentially WWE's Netflix.
Okay.
So they have like wrestling is on every week. They have every episode from all the way until the early 90s. They have every pay-per-view ever. And since Vince McMahon ended up buying every other wrestling company, you also have all the archives of WCW and ECW. I don't know if you know what any of this is.
No.
and so literally, I don't know. It's been a year-long journey leading up to this, to be honest. And now I'm fully on. I'm honestly only watching like wrestling now, like every day. Like people will ask me, "So Vince, have you seen a new show on Netflix, or have you seen like heard of this new show?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't. I don't." And then I literally fell asleep watching a pay per view Armageddon 1999 of the owner of the company facing this wrestler Triple H over the marriage of his daughter, and they had their
fight. Wow! So this is like, there's a story.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's all story. Yeah, I mean, there's So the most infamous one is on the same pay per view. It was the WWF. It was called WWF back then. The champion, the Big Show, which is like a 7-foot giant guy. In the storyline, his father died of cancer. And this villain wrestler called the Big Boss Man, who is essentially his gimmick is that he used to be an abusive prison guard, in Cobb County, Georgia, and now he's a wrestler, and so he's been torturing the Big Show. He like broke into his father's funeral and chained the coffin into a car and dragged it down the grass.
What the fuck? No way.
And you see this giant guy chasing him, like, Dad, no! It's like one of the funniest things you'll ever see. And then there's like, and then Big Boss Man breaks into his mother's house, and they show it on the big screen in the arena. And he gets the mom on TV to admit that the Big Show is a bastard, and that she cheated on her father. And you see the Big Show in the middle of the wrestling ring just crying.
Oh my God. Okay, so first of all, I had no idea this happened in wrestling, and that sounds, I want to watch it.
That is just
one story.
That's just fighting, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll send you the video later, because this is the one I'm watching, so like, I actually watched this before the wedding I went to last weekend to get ready. So in this storyline, it's so fun, in this storyline, Stephanie McMahon, who's the daughter of the owner in real life, she's getting married to a wrestler named Test. And for some reason, they're getting married in the middle of the wrestling ring on a live show. And when Test is walking down the aisle, he's walking down to his wrestling entrance music. So I'm just laughing. And then, so they're doing the whole vows. And then the minister's like, if anyone here objects to this wedding, say now or forever hold your peace. And then all of a sudden, Triple H, the wrestling theme music starts blasting all over the arena. And they all look, everyone turns around all shocked. And then he comes out and says, oh, I want to show you this little video. And it turns out that they had like slipped like a Mickey into her drink on her bachelorette party. And he married her in Vegas. So he's like, sorry, you can't get married. And then like, and I'm just laughing, like, and laughing, like, oh, it was so funny. I'll send you the video. It's hilarious. Like,
okay.
And yeah, that's essentially what wrestling is. It's like, they've said it before, it's like a soap opera for men.
Yeah, because it almost sounds like, so the idea is like, here's this backstory that leads up to the big fight, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they have a big pay-per-view fight to like settle to settle everything. Like, actually, Michael and I were talking about it. Like, this is before I fully got on. We were talking about how like ridiculous like wrestling could be. Like, you know, like, I think there was like one episode where like you, like, I think like, I'm trying to think of a good one right here. I think like, oh, like you kidnapped my daughter and you tried to sacrifice her to the devil. We're going to settle this on a fight on pay-per-view. <Like
that. laughs> When you were first describing these like kind of soap opera backstories, it made me realize like, so these are kind of like, you know, like Power Ranger, you know, like, you know, like these superhero things, like, where, like action figures and stuff. And I'm like, this is kind of like that, but real life in a way.
It is. It is settling
right?
It.
Right? There's like a villain, there's like the good guy, and there's like, this is the drama, and now we're going to fight.
And then to throw it all into that, there's also the championship belts that are like thrown. So like the pay-per-view I'm watching right now, it's going to end with like, if Triple H loses, and this is from 1999, so this is a long time ago. So Triple H loses the match. He has to annul the wedding. But if Vince McMahon, but if Triple H wins and beats Vince McMahon, he gets a title shot for the world title. He'll earn it. And the whole story of how I got back into wrestling again was, I think Michael started last year, started sending me like a YouTube channel called like World Culture Wrestling. And it's pretty much, it's funny because it's like the last people you would think in the world who would be into wrestling are British people. But it's like a British-owned wrestling channel, YouTube channel. There's all these funny British hosts. And they're really funny. It's really cool. And they're like all around like our age. And they're just like doing like, you know, top 10 wrestlers of all time. Top 10 worst gimmicks of all time. Top 10 moments with The Rock of all time. Like all these lists. So like you could watch them in 8 minutes. And like it was getting me like really nostalgic about it. And then they would also show videos of like modern day wrestling, which would get me curious. And literally, so, okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, like, do you only watch the old stuff, or have you watched like modern wrestling?
I have not watched the new stuff yet, but so this weekend, well, this is turning into a wrestling podcast now. This weekend is like the first pay per view of every year called the Royal Rumble. And it's a battle royale where like 30 guys are in an over the top. They have to throw people out of the ring, and the winner gets a title shot at WrestleMania, which is like the Super Bowl of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And it's like actually like a really good like starting point to get back into wrestling. And then also this year they're having like the first ever like women's Royal Rumble, which that's really interesting to me because when I used to watch wrestling, they didn't take like women wrestlers like seriously. Like it was really sexualized. Like they would fight like in gravy mud matches and like or like striptease matches. Like it wasn't serious. But now like apparently now they actually have like legitimate women wrestlers and like there's like kids who are fans of them now. And they kind of like stopped with the whole like striptease matches and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So like I'm really interested to see how that's gonna go out.
Yeah, because I don't know anything besides, I think because most people I know, they're into, like, MMA, cage fighting, stuff like that. So I thought, like, kind of like this world of wrestling as I had known, yeah, in the 90s and stuff, I thought that died out with the 90s. So that's why I was like, wait, does even modern day wrestling in that similar, like, vein, like, does that exist still? So I'm guessing it does.
But
that's really cool.
Apparently it's toned down now though. Like it's not like as bloody as it used to be. And I think they do things to protect the actual athletes now. Like before they would like, you know, people would hit each other on the chair without protecting their heads. And yeah. And like as they get older, they're seeing now like, oh, you know, bad shit happens after a while.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like body, like so. There's more efforts now to like to protect them, mm-hmm. And now they're more implementing more like real cool. wrestling stuff, like grappling stuff, I guess to be more safer. So it has changed. So I don't know if I'm gonna like it because I grew up with like the super anarchy type.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to give it a shot to see how it is.
Yeah. You know, actually, that's how roller derby started. It was, I think it was around, I forgot what, but it was really popular in the 70s. And it was basically like wrestling, but for women, except they're on skates. So they'd be skating and someone would like throw a chair. You know, it was like crazy. It was stuff like that where people would hit each other, they'd punch each other. And I can't believe they skated like this, but they didn't have that much protection, like no knee pads, just like helmets and stuff. And it was like, it was nuts. It was basically like wrestling, but on skates. And I think it went away for a little bit. And then when it came back, obviously it was like, okay, now this is going to be a serious sport. So we have to implement rules to protect people and stuff like that. Cause yeah, I mean, it's still really rough, but
it's not on the streets anymore.
Yeah. 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 And it's not like where it's, because, you know, the whole chair stuff, that's more like kind of like I always think of it as like kind of just to get the like audience kind of riled up and like, yeah, it's almost like, you know what I mean? Because in real game, like you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, in the 90s, they had pro wrestling. They had like people smashing through like tables on fire. They had like pile drivers on thumbtacks. And I think like in Japan, you know, in Japan it's crazy. They had like exploding ring matches. Like, so like, I think now it's like, we don't want people to die here.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. You know, okay. So I was watching, recently, I think it's December. Have you seen the movie Nacho Libre?
Yeah. No. I know what it is though. It's like, okay. It's Jack Black. He's a luchador.
Yes. So I showed it to Daniel cause I just felt like he would like it with the humor and stuff like that. And it was just really, so I'm sure, I mean, this is like probably a distilled version of it, but it's kind of this, it's similar, it's just wrestling, but in Mexico they have the masks and stuff, right?
There's a big history with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so when you were talking about the rumble with like all the different people, they had that in the movie and stuff like that. But what I really liked was that I felt like they put real wrestlers, like they weren't just actors. I think they were probably, they fought in like Mexico or something. But because they just looked like such characters, but they all had like a persona and then they had like their signature move and they like dressed like, you know, what their name would be. I already forgot the names, but they were like, yeah. But anyways, when I was watching it, I thought of you. I was like, I wonder if Vince saw this. Yeah, and I think the worst thing you can do is when you're wrestling, as a wrestler, is to have your opponent unmask you.
Yeah, yeah, and lucha, like, that's, like, mm-hmm. I think there's been, like, some, like, luchador wrestlers who are, like, they've gone on, like, one guy started when he was 19 until, like, his, like, 70s, and he never took off his mask. Like, and he was, like, a hero, like, in that part of Mexico of, like, uh-huh. of, like, you know, for the kids and everyone, like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, almost like a superhero.
Yeah, but I was watching and I was like, I don't know why I thought these were different, but I was like, this is essentially the same as wrestling, but it's just, they have masks on and stuff. But it was very entertaining. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I should watch it now that I'm back. I guess I'm officially becoming like a wrestling fan again. But isn't this interesting? Like, so being at our age now, like we're now in our early 30s and we've both got into stuff. Like you're into gaming again. Like we've both got into stuff of years past, unexpectedly.
You know, it's kind of strange because I remember when I decided to start gaming, and I remember I had posted on an Instagram story, and this guy like he responded to the story, and he was like, "Wow, I used to play WoW as well like 10 years ago, and I also just started last week," and I was like, "That's really weird." Like, I mean, it's suddenly everyone's like, forgot about it, and suddenly we're like, I'm just bored or curious or something, and we like jump back in on it. And so, and now you're getting back into it. So I almost feel like, I wonder, like, is this some sort of like wave or something, like some shift where we're like, we've all turned 30 and we're like, I don't know, feeling nostalgic or
Or,
but not really, because I'm not nostalgic over it. I'm, like, more into it than I was before.
It could also be, like, going back to, like, the start of this episode, like, you know, through being cool. Like, I think there was a time when both wrestling and WoW were really popular, and then they kind of died out, and people were kind of like, oh, you're still into that? But now we're at a point where we're like, I don't give a shit. If I like it, I'm going to watch it.
That's true. I'm gonna play it. Very true. Because I notice, like, people, they don't like to admit that they play WoW.
I think with wrestling fans, too, it's a thing where it's like, yeah, I'm not really into sports, but I like wrestling.
Yeah, but then, yeah, now I'm just, like, I talk about it openly, you know? I'm just, like, because I'm just, like, it's I think because back then when you're young and you're, like, trying to figure out your life, this was a vice, you know, because this was a distraction. Whereas now I've somehow made it, okay, I have to admit I'm a bit addicted to it, but I've somehow made it where it helps me with my chores, you know, like I've incorporated it into my life. And the thing is, you know, I'm a working adult, I've got my shit together, and I also have this hobby, and everything's fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like because now we've reached our, I mean, it's not like we peaked, but it's kind of like we've got to a stage where we're like, we're okay, like, as people, like, we have jobs, we could take care of ourselves, so why not just have fun?
Yeah, like
while we're at it, you know?
Yeah, like, all right, we have our hobbies, we have our things we do, our fun, our friends, now we have our we could choose whatever form of entertainment that we want.
Exactly. That's why I feel like it's kind of like better for me. This is even better than when I was a kid, and or when I became an adult, or when I moved out on my, like, out for the first time and was like, I can eat whatever I want, you know, I can have cake whenever I want, you know, like, this is even better, because this is, like, it was just something that used to be so, like, I can't do this, you know, this is wrong, like, this is, like, yeah, where now I have just, it's my freedom, my right.
It's my life.
To play games for, like, 4 hours or 8 hours in a row and stuff, and, yeah. And that's the one thing I really thought. So I remember when I gave up WoW 10 years ago, and I was like, well, when I'm retired, so when I'm 75, that's when I will play again. And it's kind of nice to be like, I can do that before I retire.
You don't have to wait. Like, you're still, yeah, like, you're still, like, knee deep in your career. You don't have to wait that long.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I do notice, and I think this has all to do with how society has shifted in terms of, like, responsibility and what being an adult means now than it did, like, 20 years ago type of thing. Where, like, because I remember, so recently Nintendo launched, so there was, like, the Switch, and they launched this thing where, like, basically they incorporated where they give you these kits out of cardboard, and you can build these crazy, you can build a piano and put your Switch in there, and it makes it, you know, makes music and stuff like that. And it's just, like, really great. It's for kids, but, you know, it's also aimed at adults.
If you like craft and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, because it's when I was watching it, I was like, I would totally do all this stuff. Anyways, but I showed this, the YouTube video at my office as, like, kind of, like, inspiration and stuff. And one person posted, like, I wish I was 6 again, you know? And I was just kind of like, no, like, I think the best part about being an adult now is you can do this and no one, first of all, who cares if people judge you? But at the same time, no one will really judge you because everyone else is doing it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, that's kind of like why, like, a lot of the stuff that we liked as a kid, it's coming back now because the kids grew up, they missed that stuff, and now they're making it. So, you know,
yeah, you
can continue. Like Pokemon, like everything, you know? Like, I'm like, everything, like, seriously, like, where I thought, when I was, like, never would I have imagined at 30 years old or something to still care about Pokemon or still care about Harry Potter, you know? Like, I always thought, like, okay, this is, it's just not going to happen. And it's just, like, that's been my life, and it's still happening, and that's kind of cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, what else is there to care about, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I remember one time, this is like at least like 3 years ago, so I was like 27 or something, and this guy who was younger than me, he was like, he was at Amoeba, and he's like, yeah, I remember I used to go to shows back in the day. I'm like, it's like, back in the day, like, and this was already 3 years ago, and like, I don't think I'm going to stop going to shows anytime soon.
Yeah.
Especially when I see people older than me still going to shows.
Exactly. Like, but it's almost like, but why? You know, I almost like, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but it was, I might have talked about it with you in person. It was about hostels.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Iceland, like, I stayed at this hostel. And, I mean, most, you kind of imagine, like, most people who go to hostels are young. They're students probably traveling on a budget and stuff. And on that hostel, I think the first 2 days I was seeing, like, people like that. So I was kind of like, yeah, yeah. And then slowly, like, I saw, like, really old people. And not, like, and not just old people, but they were just, like, they looked like well-to-do people. But they were like, I'm going to stay at this hostel. And that was actually really, for me, was, like, cool. Because it didn't seem like, oh, this is only what, like, poor young adults do, you know what I mean? This is kind of like, this was a choice that people made and stuff like that. And it was just, like, and not just that, but it was nice to see, like, adults, like, but adults, I mean, like, older adults. Like, you would assume, like, by then they'd be like, I'm only going to stay in hotels or something, you know? But they're like, they took the more rugged way and stuff. So I was like, it's cool. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the old Canadian guy that I met in Egypt last year?
Oh yeah, was it the one that like him and his wife they travel separately?
Yeah. So I'll just say right now, like really quickly, like yeah, like I think he changed me. Like it was at a hostel. We were in Cairo. He was like this really he must have been like in the 70s, really huge, like giant fat guy. And I'm just describing how he looks.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, like, I live with my wife. Like, we live in Canada. Like, we're both retired in the military. And we travel all the time, all year. But we don't like traveling together. So, yeah, she's down south somewhere else in Africa right now. And I'm here. And we're going to, like, we'll meet up at home again. Like, that's just where we are. And then he's like, we're like, and then all of us are, like, sitting around him. And he's just, like, telling us his life story of all the places that he's been to. Like, all like over 40 countries and all that. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's like, dude, yeah, this guy's in a hostel. He doesn't give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think as I get older and stuff, I start to realize, like, not that none of this really matters, but kind of where it's like, you don't have to change. I think when I was growing up as a kid, you have these ideals of like, oh, I'm supposed to do this when I'm this age, and I'm supposed to give up this when I'm this age, you know what I mean? And aside from what I mentioned earlier about like bodily issues where I'm like physically I can't handle milk anymore type of thing. But other than that, I feel like I don't see myself living my life so differently. You know what I mean? Like obviously things will change and stuff like that, but I don't see it where I'm like, okay, now like my life's going to shut down and I'm going to be like focus on this thing or whatever. And maybe, you know what, maybe that's like a privilege for us because I know some people, I think the more traditional people, they do feel more burdened by these roles in life. And I think I feel really lucky that I don't have those like views, you know, so I don't have to live by it. And I know a lot of people don't. So
I actually actively like dislike traditional stuff. I love breaking traditions. Like, oh, we've been doing this the whole time. Then let's do it the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of like where it's like there's no – I start to realize there's no clear road to anywhere. It's wherever you want to go. You know, like it's like there's the map. The world is just – it's, you know, go wherever you want, like however you want. Like there's no – and I think – I mean, if people want to do it their way, that's fine. I mean, as long as it doesn't affect me, it's fine, you know. But it's that thing where I'm just like – I almost feel lucky that I'm like, I see the world like this because I don't feel pressure, you know? I don't feel like anything real. I'm like, I don't feel anything. No, I do feel stuff, but I feel good, you know?
I don't feel anything. I'm just numb every day. I just wake
up. Actually, everything's wrong.
Last 15 minutes of the show, it all comes down. And I'm like,
actually, everything we said was a lie.
Oh, I wanted to ask. So, did we ever get Daniel's final like opinion of his like visit to America?
Should we bring him on? He's sitting next to me.
Could he? Well, last time we tried to do that, it didn't really work with the mics and audios.
Okay, I'll just you ask me the question. I'll ask him, and he can answer on this mic.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So, Daniel, step into my office. Just roll on over here. Okay. So, you could say hi. Just talk into the mic and just, you know, say a little bit about yourself. Okay. Can you hear him, Vince?
Hello, Daniel.
Something about myself?
Yeah. Vince says hi.
Hi, Vince.
He says hi.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Okay, so why don't you say a little bit about yourself? It's hard because you can't hear us.
No, she asked me again.
Okay.
So, I'm Daniel.
Yes?
I am a designer. I'm studying interaction design. And...
You're Swiss.
Yeah, I'm Swiss. Okay.
So, I mentioned this because Daniel, so over the holidays, he, for the first time in his life, he flew outside of Europe. He's never been outside of Europe
on
before.
A plane,
he flew out
not
on a plane
via magic.
That was like 14 hours, that he's never experienced that before. And he visited the States for the first time, which, yeah, you know, never done that before. So, before the trip, we had asked him, like, what his thoughts were. I've already forgot what his thoughts were before. So, what do you think about Los Angeles? What did you think about the trip?
I think it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, overall, I thought it was very surreal. Because, like, I walked around and everything felt like new, but at the same time, it's like walking around GTA. And yeah, food was very good. Universal Studios was pretty cool. And yeah, it's just everything's very far away from each other. Like in the same city, but you have to drive like 2 hours to get somewhere. Then like the Santa Monica Pier was quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bubblegum,
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Do you have anything you want to ask him, Vince?
I do think it was amazing, like how GTA really helped in like pre-visualizing the whole LA experience. Like, I think, oh, so I was hanging out with your sister and she told me like Daniel had said, like, both of you guys had said like, oh, this is from GTA. Like you guys knew where you guys were immediately just from GTA.
Yeah. I mean, GTA was like, it's, I almost feel like it's a summary, like they kind of visually summarized Los Angeles, but they did it really well where like, I think cause playing it, for the first, like really playing it for the first time this past couple months and stuff, and then going and then visiting and almost like seeing LA differently for the first, for me, because you're just like, wow, like this is exactly, like I remember after that we came back and I think Daniel was playing GTA and I felt like I was there, you know, we were in this neighborhood and stuff like that. And it was just, yeah. So I guess it's like interesting to be like, to go somewhere for the first time where it's new yet familiar.
Mm.
Yeah, and I don't think I feel like maybe the only time I felt like that was when I went to the Great Wall. I'm guessing. Yeah,
like you've seen pictures of it all your life, but
yeah. Yeah. And so it was like being there was like really, like I remember standing there and being like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. But being like, I don't know why, I feel like this is how it would be, you know, because I mean, you've seen so many movies, everything.
Did you watch the Great Wall?
No, I did not see the Great Wall.
When Matt Damon like helps build
with
the wall
Matt
or
Damon.
Something?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to watch the Great Wall. No. But yeah.
Actually, that reminds me of like when I had the same feeling. I remember doing projects about this when I was like, in second grade, and now it's like real.
Yeah, I would say I think the Great Wall of China was the one place for me that was like, I had that feeling because everywhere else I've been, it's been new and it's a different experience and stuff. So
see, they've been different.
Daniel wants to leave. Okay. Say bye to everybody.
Goodbye.
And there he rolls away. Okay.
What movies did you guys watch on the flight back?
I watched... I don't think I watched a movie. I think I slept.
Oh, wow.
And I played solitaire. So I discovered this flight solitaire. Like, because it's like, sometimes it's like my brain, I just want to sleep on the plane. And the best way to tire out my brain was to repeat, to the point where it was almost torture. Play solitaire over and over again. It was like both fun, but really like painful. But it was enough to make me sleepy and I would fall asleep. But Daniel, what movie did you watch? He skips movies. Like he's back. He's coming back. Right.
I started watching. Speaking to the mic. I started watching several movies. Like, start watching X-Men First Class, mm-hmm. and then skip like fast forward, and then was like, I can't do this anymore. I had to stop.
So not watched a fan.
Air and mm-hmm. stopped it. And I watched like two other X-Men movies. I watched I wanted to watch Baby Driver, but I didn't. I watched Star Wars: The Force Awakens, Logan Lucky, and the animation movie.
Home. That was when we're going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just saying all the movies.
Oh yeah, all the movies you watched. Okay.
Yeah. And the few others.
He watched a lot of movies because of his fast forwarding. Like he was able to watch in a lot of movies.
Let me get to the good stuff.
Yeah, but the movie that we watched, we ended up watching together because going to LA, I think when we're going to LA, it was very exciting because it was like, oh, first time, you know, so we're like, okay, we're going to watch one movie together. It started at the same time, and that was Daniel's pick. It was Home, which is this animated movie with starring Rihanna.
Yeah, and
The guy from Big Bang Theory, yeah. It was nice. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like... mind-blowing or
anything. But she said the Incredibles are better.
Yeah.
I mean, the Incredibles...
Okay.
It's a great movie. You don't like the Incredibles?
It's like...
Vince is like, you don't like the Incredibles? It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was good, but not... like, it's like the Fantastic Four of animation movies.
No, but it was such a...
Better than Fantastic Four.
He said it was better than Fantastic Four.
Yeah, of course, better, but it's still...
But, okay, Vince, if you've ever watched Home, it's not a bad movie, but it's, like, a movie, I would give it a C. It passes. It's passable, okay. You know? Like, it's not... It was like, okay, it works, but did I learn anything new? No.
But, like, is Big Hero 6 better?
Big Hero 6 was so much better.
Is Home connected to... Is Home connected to Homeward Bound, an incredible journey?
So, Home, it's about an alien that gets... So, it's, like, about this alien species that they're known for running away from this predator alien species. So, what they do is they take over a planet. So, they decide to take over Earth. And they sucked up all the humans and put them in Australia.
Ew.
So, they can live... So, the aliens basically were like, now we inhabit Earth. But Rihanna's character, she... Oh, like, she got somehow, like, she wasn't, they didn't suck her up, basically. So she was, like, left, and she was trying to find her mom, and then she meets this alien, and so they team up to, you know, like, find her mom. And I mean, it's not a bad movie, but it was just, the more I talk, it was just, like, it was boring. Now the truth goes, I thought Rihanna did, I was like, oh, she did a good job at acting and voice acting the character. That was probably my favorite part of the movie was her, you know, but, and of course they put a lot of Rihanna songs in the movie. So it was just, I don't know, it was not the best movie. Like,
yeah, I know.
I don't think of Rihanna songs meshing well with an alien invasion.
Exactly. So it was a bit like, okay, you're putting this song in there because, you know, product placement. But like, the Big Hero, have you seen Big Hero 6?
No.
That was a surprisingly good movie where I was like, okay, I haven't seen this movie, so I'm gonna watch it. I cried so many times in that movie. It was the first, I don't know, is it Disney? I forgot. I don't know who did that movie.
It's Pixar? It's my favorite.
Yeah, but it was the first movie where I felt like they talked about death in this really, like, real way. which I did not expect. So that's why I was like blindsided by that. So I was like, wow, okay.
Did the cartoon character like look right into the screen and like, hey, children, you're all going to die. And your mother and father are going to die too.
You should watch it and let me know what you think about it. You should watch Nacho Libre and Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to fit it into my my wrestling schedule. Nacho Libre might have a better chance to like.
Yeah. But you know, you should definitely watch Nacho Libre and let me know what you think about, because I don't, I mean, I'm coming from, I don't know anything about any type of wrestling. So for me, it was funny. It was entertaining and stuff. But just curious about what a wrestling connoisseur would think about this movie.
All right. It can't go wrong with Jack Black. So
no, it was good.
All right. I think we have a good episode right here.
Yeah.
So I have a Michael's Musings pulled up right here. So
okay,
we'll just do this. So Michael just turned 29 years old. Ooh. And this was his Michael's Musings about being 29. It's a long one, maybe. So here we go. Michael's Musings on Facebook from January 15th. 29 years old. If my hundreds and hundreds of followers are thinking what I think you are thinking, you're probably thinking that the rose of my once blooming youth has dwindled down to one dreary, dried up petal. A petal that no doubt represents one final year. A year stuck on a line between getting the old boys will be boys slap on the wrist if I so decide to openly rob an old woman and being 30 considered a living, breathing, rotten piece of roadside garbage who would probably belong in prison for doing such an act. Luckily for the general public and all the elderly ladies around the world, yours truly isn't exactly the assaulting type. Despite that, I will make this year a good one and channel all the good energy I can muster up. The clock is ticking. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Well, that actually went really well with the Big Hero 6 thing about death right there.
Yeah.
I have to disagree with him, though. I think the whole boys will be boys excuse only works up until you're 18, not 29.
Yeah, I feel like that's a bit of a stretch. Even, like, 18 is for me is a stretch. Like, for me, it's more like 12. At, like, teenagers, it's a bit like, oh, my God. You know, like, it's more like just it becomes just teens.
But you can't, like, go to prison for stuff or go to jail for stuff. Like when I was 17, I lit up a firecracker behind my principal, ran, and I heard the explosion from far away. Like, I feel like if I did that now, I would go to jail. Like, but back then, I just thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
I would say, honestly, at 29, that's a big stretch. That's like, yeah, okay.
Boys will be boys is over. It's been over for a while.
I mean, you're not even at 29. You should not be a boy, you know? As much as I like saying it, like, it's for fun, but you're, like, a grown-ass man.
Yeah, it's over, you know?
Those days are long gone for all of us.
I mean, in the old days, when you were, like, 12, you were a man, considered. Society's let us push it as far as we possibly can, but that's even a little bit now.
Yeah, that's a bit, like, even though I feel like, I think being an adult now is so much better than being an adult. Like, can you imagine if I was an adult in, like, even, like, the 80s, I would have to be, like, buying a house or something. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm glad I don't have to think about that stuff. I can just live my life. And I think that's fine. Like, I could be like that forever. But at a certain point, when it comes to, like, really childish stuff, like, you know.
But yeah, like, we're all having jobs and paying bills and all that shit.
Yeah, we're contributing to society, okay?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
let me play WoW in peace.
Look, I just want to watch some wrestling, all right? Fuck off. Like...
Yeah.
All right, so this has been episode 77.
Yep.
This has been Vince and Paige. We're through being cool and keeping it awkward.
Bye!
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow. The middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high is my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. Almost completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous and he went nationwide, coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told it's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope.